The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so I want to set the record straight here for just 1 second. For those of you that have been watching my social media over the course of the last couple of days, and you've seen what's on my hand, and you haven't been able to listen to The Burt Show or listen to the podcast from front to back, of course, takes a lot of time. No, this is not a wedding ring that is on my finger. I decided to go against tradition because it really seems stupid. Why does a woman have to wear an engagement ring? Not it have to, but why does she wear one and a dude doesn't? Why not?
Yeah, that's always been the case in the United States, but it wasn't until Michael Bublé started wearing an engagement ring, not a wedding band, an engagement ring, and I was like, oh, this is a thing in other countries that they actually do. Like when there's a proposal, it's the man and the woman that both wear an engagement ring until the wedding day.
And I want to be honest with you guys, I am so enthusiastic to get married. I am running towards the altar on this one.
It's cute. It's real cute.
So I put an engagement ring on and then I started to do a little bit of research on it. And it turns out that I am part of an emerging trend. Okay. Now around the country, like Kristen was saying, there are some countries that are into it, right? That are doing it already. The United States, you know, we're so traditional in our ways, are behind it. But Nordic countries, and I've done some research on this, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, both men and women commonly exchange simple, understated gold and silver bands as engagement rings. This is neither one of those. This is rubber. I got off of Amazon for $14.
Feels like a very American twist, right? On a European tradition.
Right. There will be, this is just kind of the placeholder for me. In Latin America, if you're in Chile, Argentina, or Brazil, it's a long-standing tradition for both partners to wear engagement rings, which often doubles as their wedding band.
What were the first countries you mentioned again?
Chile, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. Or in Latin America?
Well, I wanted to see if, like, you know, correlation is causation. Some of the happiest countries in the world, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden. Huh. And Finland apparently is the happiest country in the world. So I just find that interesting that that kind of, like, may or may not go in hand with why everybody is so freaking happy.
I mean, this would take us in a different direction, but I do think that sense of community and that sense of oneness, be it in your marriage or be it in your community, has something to do with that.
Yeah,
right?
I think so too.
Germany and Austria, couples often wear matching bands during the engagement period. South Korea and Japan, younger generations in these countries are increasingly adopting couples rings as a pre-wedding symbol of commitment. Then I did a little bit of more of a deep dive, and this guy over at 77 Diamonds, it's a retailer, says that a couple of years ago, non-existent. No dudes ever came in and said, hey, I want to wear an engagement band. It's becoming more popular. It's still pretty rare. 1 in 30 now are custom orders for engagement rings. And some celebrities are starting to do this also. Ed Sheeran wore an engagement ring.
Oh, he did. Wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, Brooklyn Beckham, and like you said, Michael Bublé. So it's becoming more popular.
Look at you. You're just Mr. Popular over there with your rubber ring.
I'm ahead of... Way ahead of the curve on this. Yeah. All right, Abby, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
So there was a bachelorette. It's a woman in, I believe, California, right? She's going through the same frustrations you've been going through, right? When it comes to dating, can't find Mr. Right. Feels like she's gone to all the places, been on all of the dating apps, and she decided to do something different. And I'm wondering if you would ever, ever do something like this.
I've rented space on a dozen digital billboards on Highway 101 in Silicon Valley between Santa Clara and San Francisco to advertise my personal dating website, MaryLisa.com.
It's been months since I've been on a date. I can't even get men to talk to me on any of the apps. I don't understand what's going on, but I figured it's time for a bold move.
And what's bolder than running billboards on the side of a major highway to, essentially, market myself?
Tell me that is satire. There is no way that's real.
No, there are pictures of the actual billboard online now. And one of them, she's like in a bathing suit. Mm-hmm. So she's flexing what she's got right there.
Okay.
And then she's got a website that just says something like Mary or life with blank.
Okay, boomer. Well, com. AI is pretty convincing nowadays.
No, it's the real deal, man. I'm telling you.
Do you have a link to it on the on our schedule? Can I pull it up? I feel like that this is not real.
This is not the first time this has happened, though. So even if this one is fake, there have been women and men that have done this.
This woman has a level of crazy in her eyes I hope I never attain. But for me, I'm like, I feel like the modern day way of putting a billboard up and saying, hey, I'm available for sale. I have a dowry of 6 chickens and 14 cows. Is putting yourself out on, this is fake. Did you really fall for this?
No, I just listened to it this morning. But who cares if this one is fake? It's happened before.
I would put myself out maybe on TikTok. I mean, like when Rebecca put out an ad for me and said, hey, this is my friend named Abby. She's desperate and for sale. She's looking for a man to spend the next 50 to 60 years of indifference with her. and that didn't really work out. So, I mean, would I do a billboard? Probably not. I mean, we're about to do a billboard right now where I'm going to be in adult diapers. Maybe I need a competing one that counteracts it. Be like, hey, see that girl wearing the Depends? Really well, maybe a little too well. She's single, no surprise.
Is it that crazy of an idea, though? I mean, how much crazier is it than being online?
I just don't think it's a smart use of my marketing dollars, if I'm honest with you. Okay. For $15,000, I could get a face transplant.
Okay, all right, it all comes down to money.
By the way, it's real. I mean, ABC 7 News has reported on it.
You're kidding. Is she like a comedian or something?
No.
I love that. This is how bad the dating scene is. You have to take out a billboard. Mm-hmm. Of all people, Abby, I feel like you should believe that this is real.
That this is real.
Uh-huh. The desperation is desperating.
I just don't think the marketing power here is good. I think there are better ways. Damn. I think you could really just up the ante on your Hinge or your Bumble, or you could go sit at a bar with an I'm single sign, and that would work out better than all the creeps on Highway 75 looking at your naked butt cheeks.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to have the opposite effect of what you're trying to acquire. Like to put yourself out there, what, you know, it's amusing, it's funny, but I think you're going to deter the man you're looking for, like the man that you're trying to snag, and you're not going to get. You're going to get more quantity over quality by doing something like this.
And I'm not looking for quantity. I've been on enough bad dates. I'm looking for one, a singular man to tolerate me for the next 45 years.
What if, Abby, when we... Like we're taking our, now that we've hit our goal, we've collected over 75,000 diapers for helping mamas.
91,000
diapers, thanks to the help with of Kimberly Clark. So when we go, we're going to go up on that billboard. We're all going to be wearing adult diapers. We're all going to be holding babies in Huggies and wearing their diapers, promoting diaper need. What if somebody sees that billboard and they're like, wow. Yeah. Them some nice thighs. And he hits you up.
And they're talking about Abby? Or they're talking about somebody?
They're talking about fried chicken. What I say when I look at a box of Popeyes.
You hear thighs and you think chicken?
Yeah, I want some fried chicken thighs right now.
You're talking about my billboard, but really it's the KFC one that's down the road on I-75. Yeah, I'm going to have to send a restraining order to Craig and his opinion on my thighs, I think.
We can knock out two birds with one stone. So on our billboard, we're all going to be holding babies and diapers. We're going to be in diapers. We don't let Abby hold a baby. We just give her a sign that says, put a baby in me.
Oh, dear God. No. Absolutely not.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
You know what I was thinking when we were halfway through the segment is that had we not already been doing something with a billboard, we could have put one up for her.
Yeah.
And you just wake up one morning and there's a billboard.
There's photos everywhere.
There's you asking people to marry you. but we're the ones that put it up.
I think after this conversation, Abby's not quite on board with the billboard.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see me on Monday.
As her friend, instead of saying date me, can we just put up a billboard for her that says hire me? Because I think that's more of a pressing need.
It's hard to pay for a wedding when you don't have health insurance.
I mean, at this point or another, though, I mean, you are kind of the shining example of trying everything. And I mean, what else can you do?
The thing is I don't really need to try anything else. I think I've come to the conclusion that it's just random. When you find the love of your life, it's just weird and random, and it's all about timing, and it's whenever the universe or God or the powers that be or Buddha or whoever the hell is moving all the chess pieces up there. I think it happens when big sky daddy Buddha wants it to happen. And I think knowing the changes that are happening in my life, I think maybe I just haven't met the right person because I have to go through changes in my life. And for whatever reason, I'm on a solo mission right now. And Big Daddy Sky Buddha is like, you would be dragged behind if you had some loser complaining about you at home.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.